Read the questions.
One of this year's surprise hits has been the Netflix series Lupin, which stars French actor Omar Sy as a likable and brilliant thief who's out to avenge the railroading of his father. Critic at large John Power says that it isn't just exciting, but clever in its way of taking something old and making it feel new.
The French adore their pop culture, but they've never been the best at exporting it. Take the case of Arsène Lupin, the gentleman thief created by novelist Maurice Leblanc in 1905. Lupin's adventures spawned countless French books, movies, and TV series. Yet until a few months ago, most people I know had never even heard of him. That changed with the arrival of the Netflix series Lupin, a whooshingly energetic international hit. Created by British TV writer George Kay, this French series does for the genius Parisian thief what the show Sherlock did for the world's greatest consulting detective. It makes him contemporary. Kay has taken a pop franchise that felt a bit musty and given it a 21st century twirl. Its hero is now black, not white. The charismatic Omar Sy stars as Hassan Diop, the son of a falsely imprisoned Senegalese immigrant who gave him the Arsène Lupin novels to read as a boy. Using them as a kind of instruction manual, Hassan has grown up to become a criminal virtuoso and a master of disguise, who, like Robin Hood or the Saint, breaks the law, but manages to remain on the side of the angels. He and his longtime love Claire, played by Ludovan Sanier, have a teenage son Raoul they both adore. Season one began with Hassan pulling off a dazzling heist at the Louvre. He hopes that this robbery will help flush out the criminals who framed his father. And as the cops breathe down his neck, Hassan keeps pursuing new leads, a process that requires assorted jailbreaks and kidnappings. These shenanigans involve everyone from a corrupt police bigwig to an embittered investigative reporter to a sinister mogul, Hubert Pellegrini, played with scuzzy relish by Hervé Pierre. As season two starts, the net is growing ever tighter around Hassan. Not only has one of Pellegrini's thugs kidnapped his son, but he's been tracked down by a cop who's also a big fan of Arsène Lupin. Once the bad guys begin putting the squeeze on Claire, it seems impossible that Hassan can get away from everyone who's after him. The show offers us the pleasure of watching Hassan getting out of seemingly inescapable situations by slapping on a phony mustache, doing some mysterious computer trick, or pulling off a ridiculously complicated plan that requires 10 things to go right, which of course they all do. This isn't a show for diehard realists. It's a confection that offers speed, cool settings, good acting, and a very winning performance by C. Now, changing the race of a well-known hero is tricky. If you want a black James Bond, for instance, it's not enough simply to cast Idris Elba. You must either pretend that his race wouldn't matter at all at Eton and in Her Majesty's Secret Service, which would be whitewashing, or you have to find a good way of making Bond's blackness part of the story. In updating the Lupin saga, the show plays on the fact that black people are so often invisible to the white majority. One reason Hassan's disguises work so well is that when he dresses up as a janitor or delivery man, the people he's fooling don't see him as an individual who matters. He's merely part of the background. Lupin is shot through with an awareness of race, be it a bigoted store owner trying to ruin the young Hassan, or an old woman prattling on about the glories of colonialism. It's no accident that the villainously racist Hubert Pellegrini hides his gangsterism behind a patriotic foundation that supposedly champions multiculturalism. Nor is it an accident that the cop who grasped the connection between Hassan and the original Lupin is himself of Moroccan descent. Without making a big point of it, Lupin embraces the irony that in their love and knowledge of France's great gentleman thief, these two cultural outsiders are actually more French than the French.
Now, listen again.
One of this year's surprise hits has been the Netflix series Lupin, which stars French actor Omar Sy as a likable and brilliant thief who's out to avenge the railroading of his father. Critic at large John Power says that it isn't just exciting, but clever in its way of taking something old and making it feel new.
The French adore their pop culture, but they've never been the best at exporting it. Take the case of Arsène Lupin, the gentleman thief created by novelist Maurice Leblanc in 1905. Lupin's adventures spawned countless French books, movies, and TV series. Yet until a few months ago, most people I know had never even heard of him. That changed with the arrival of the Netflix series Lupin, a whooshingly energetic international hit. Created by British TV writer George Kay, this French series does for the genius Parisian thief what the show Sherlock did for the world's greatest consulting detective. It makes him contemporary. Kay has taken a pop franchise that felt a bit musty and given it a 21st century twirl. Its hero is now black, not white. The charismatic Omar Sy stars as Hassan Diop, the son of a falsely imprisoned Senegalese immigrant who gave him the Arsène Lupin novels to read as a boy. Using them as a kind of instruction manual, Hassan has grown up to become a criminal virtuoso and a master of disguise, who, like Robin Hood or the Saint, breaks the law, but manages to remain on the side of the angels. He and his longtime love Claire, played by Ludovan Sanier, have a teenage son Raoul they both adore. Season 1 began with Hassan pulling off a dazzling heist at the Louvre. He hopes that this robbery will help flush out the criminals who framed his father. And as the cops breathe down his neck, Hassan keeps pursuing new leads, a process that requires assorted jailbreaks and kidnappings. These shenanigans involve everyone from a corrupt police bigwig to an embittered investigative reporter to a sinister mogul, Hubert Pellegrini, played with scuzzy relish by Hervé Pierre. As season 2 starts, the net is growing ever tighter around Hassan. Not only has one of Pellegrini's thugs kidnapped his son, but he's been tracked down by a cop who's also a big fan of Arsène Lupin. Once the bad guys begin putting the squeeze on Claire, it seems impossible that Hassan can get away from everyone who's after him. The show offers us the pleasure of watching Hassan getting out of seemingly inescapable situations by slapping on a phony mustache, doing some mysterious computer trick, or pulling off a ridiculously complicated plan that requires 10 things to go right. Which, of course, they all do. This isn't a show for diehard realists. It's a confection that offers speed, cool settings, good acting, and a very winning performance by C. Now, changing the race of a well-known hero is tricky. If you want a black James Bond, for instance, it's not enough simply to cast Idris Elba. You must either pretend that his race wouldn't matter at all at Eton and in Her Majesty's Secret Service, which would be whitewashing, or you have to find a good way of making Bond's blackness part of the story. In updating the Lupin saga, the show plays on the fact that black people are so often invisible to the white majority. One reason Hassan's disguises work so well is that when he dresses up as a janitor or delivery man, the people he's fooling don't see him as an individual who matters. He's merely part of the background. Lupin is shot through with an awareness of race, be it a bigoted store owner trying to ruin the young Hassan, or an old woman prattling on about the glories of colonialism. It's no accident that the villainously racist Hubert Pellegrini hides his gangsterism behind a patriotic foundation that supposedly champions multiculturalism. Nor is it an accident that the cop who grasped the connection between Hassan and the original Lupin is himself of Moroccan descent. Without making a big point of it, Lupin embraces the irony that in their love and knowledge of France's great gentleman thief, these two cultural outsiders are actually more French than the French.
That is the end of part 3.